Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. Shepherd?
I have a motion that I think captures the discussion, but I do have a question.
Questions.
Okay. Question, I think it's to Dawn. The wage study for SEIU, and seems like maybe, I don't know, lost in the communication or lack of clarity around when that extension was for. What I'm hearing is that the positions will be ready on Monday. Is it feasible to accept that set of positions for the June extension that was given? I would hate for SEIU to have missed around while they were reconfiguring how they do their voting system.
So respectfully, when the increase was asked, I'm sorry, they asked for before the expiration date, what I said was, please submit your positions and then we can extend later if we needed to. Nobody replied. That was actually brought up in our labor management last month because Olivia asked about it. And I reminded her that when Noah at the time had sent in for the request, what I had said and that I had never heard back and it expired. She asked if I could forward her that email. I forwarded her the email, which she had been on. Jordan was on. The whole team was on. And she acknowledged it. She says, okay, thank you for sending. So she was very aware. They were all aware last month's labor management meeting in August that their June had expired. When we had our labor management a few days ago, now here in September, Olivia said that she was going to submit the positions for December. So they were very aware that the positions had expired. The time limit had expired.
Okay, so maybe there was some communication internally there.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm hearing two different things.
Yeah, but I have an email, so I have it in writing that it was sent and acknowledged.
What would be the drawback of accepting these positions that will be ready on Monday as part of the June submission?
That we're going to be then doing back-to-back because we got to do them again in 2 months.
And what are the challenges there? Just help me understand.
I just don't know. The time it takes to do it, the budget impact, because June would have went in at one time. Yeah, and then December would go in at one time. Now they'll go in at the same time, so they'll hit at the same time. And it is contract language. I'm just following the contract. And if it were the other way around and it were a detriment to, you know what I mean, or a give, it wouldn't be the same way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just following the contract. I'm not doing anything outside of contract.
Thanks for clarifying.
No problem.
Is there like a set, a limit to the number of physicians that could be considered every 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah. 10 or?
No, it's we just renegotiated the numbers. I believe it's one or two positions or one or two groups. But like I said, when it's a group, it's the benchmark position that's studied. And then when there's an increase, it's the entire group that gets moved.
Can I clarify that? It's actually one ladder and three standalone positions.
Okay, wow. Thank you. Yeah, that was redirected. Yeah, that was the new agreement.
One ladder and three standalone positions.
Okay. So six positions each. And then two ladders.
Got it. I mean, I will say, it's October, basically. June's kind of a long time ago. I'm sorry the internal process slowed things down, but I think, you know, the contract language is generous, as Director Rockin pointed out. I mean, the county doesn't have any, like, automatic equity adjustment process. That's part of bargaining. And we are making quite a few adjustments in this cycle. It was wonderful. We have an agreed-upon contract as of last night. That was great.
Congratulations.
But there's no automatic process there, and so I think the fact that we haven't worked into the contract here at Metro is great process, and clearly we're going to keep working on it continuously moving. Great. And do I understand correctly that management actually doesn't have that? I mean, so to me, that answers the question why management maybe got a larger increase the last time this was considered in 2018, because it hadn't been done in 20 years. So if you don't put it off, then you have to make a bigger change. I mean, it seems to me that we probably should have some kind of, it's been brought up, to have some kind of a schedule. It's going to be for one group of employees, maybe it should be for the other. I think it's That's it. I'm prepared to move that. Well, you have a number of things to take that. Go ahead.
Sure.
Everybody?
All right. I have some questions and comments, but I can do it after your motion.
Okay. I think this captures the discussion. So my motion has four parts to it. The first is to approve the request for revised wage scales for executive and senior management. The second part is to direct the CEO to meet with SEIU members, leadership members, to discuss the wage study process. The third component is direct CEO to work with appropriate persons to develop and articulate a wage study process for management, and perhaps report back to the personnel committee or the board. I don't know where. Report back to either the personnel committee or the board. And then the fourth is going back to 10.10, adopt the revised fiscal year 25-26 budget.
I'll second. I have one suggested friendly amendment, which would be to publish the wage study for management in our written material. So the next board agenda.
Right. Yes. Accepted. All right, we have a motion, a second. That motion covered actually a lot of my comments, questions. I will just reiterate, I do think it's important that we have processes and procedures and timelines and schedules. There was a question about the agency that determined the manager's wage scale being different from the agency that determined the frontline worker's wage scale. Is that
previously?
Now
they use the same set.
Same set. Yeah, I mean, if we could put together some kind of process that lays out that kind of information, the same agency will be used, and this is how often things are going to happen, and this is who's going to be involved and all that stuff. I think that's really important. And then again, just again, reiterating at the next board meeting, if we could have an update on the recruitment and efforts to fill, you know, mechanics and other, you know, the need for training and all that stuff, just so that we can stay apprised. And then in regard to Director Koenig's request to publish the wage scale, is that what you said? The wage
study.
The wage study, yeah. Yeah, I think if that could come back also to the personnel committee, just so that we can kind of dive into it and make sure that we understand. I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else, but I felt pretty lost with quite a lot of it, which is why I feel like this conversation game is so in-depth, because we were all trying to figure things out. Yeah, I think that's that. Okay, any other comments or questions? What's that? Yeah, all right. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. All right. You